Now, a lot of the trainees say, why aren't we moving faster? Why don't we have specialty-specific training? And my response to that is we are trying. And actually, I think in reality, we do have a very well-structured specialty-specific training program. But I'm just going to go through some of the reasons why we do not have full specialty-specific training and where we are at the moment with breast training. It's important that everybody understands that breast remains a special interest within the specialty of general surgery, and that the title subspecialty is actually a courtesy title that's accorded to us by the parent specialty, general surgery. And we will not get the title subspecialty until it's ratified by the GMC, and that, of course, is what has not happened in the last year. And the general surgery FAC actually is the body who determines the breast component of the general surgery curriculum, obviously with professional specialist interest input, so from our point of view, ABS. And obviously, what does the curriculum consist of? Well, that consists of the syllabus, the delivery of that syllabus, and obviously the training and assessment and the infrastructure that goes with that. So a breast oncoplastic consultant, when they take up their breast consultancy, will have a CCT in general surgery with an interest in breast, if they so express that interest, as they are trained in the specialty, that is the parent specialty of general surgery. And I think sometimes there's confusions amongst some of the younger trainees with regards to this, and this is why I'm going through that today. For some of us who've been at this game for a very long time, this is obvious because this is the system that we've come up through, but I think for some of the younger trainees that's not always clear, and that's just to emphasize where we are.